My first banjo was one I traded a semi-automatic Marlin 22 for. Pretty good deal for the guy trading the banjo. Nice gun, pretty poor banjo. But it got me picking and grinning, and for that, it was a great swap for me too. A couple years later, I found a nicer one in a Stan Woodopolis secondhand shop, and even though it was a couple $100, I jumped right on that deal like a dog on a bone. Before you know it, I was playing Cripple Creek and Foggy Mountain Breakdown and Shady Grove like ringing a bell. Second banjo was okay, but nothing to write home about. So when I found a used beauty up in Mount Vernon at the music store on consignment, I knew at first glance it was not only a very nice instrument, it was meant for me. Actually, I figured I could sell the first two and pay for the good one, what we bluegrass yahoos call zero-sum pain. My wife at the time, my ex, she didn't live up on the South End with me. She had a boyfriend and a house in Seattle and Gomorrah. We were waltzing toward a breakup, but never quite making it to the end of the dance. A lot of bust-ups are like that, I think. Slow-motion wrecks any fool could see wasn't avoidable, so why not just get it over with? When I mentioned my discovery of this sweet little five-string practically being given away up north, she wondered aloud, as you might have too, why in blue hell did I need another banjo when I barely could play three songs on the two I got? Well, okay, I said, but this was a hell of a deal and one that I'd sorely hate to pass up. Practically a ticket to Nashville, baby. We quarreled a bit, as we often did back in those loveless days, and finally I said I meant to buy the bugger. I'd sell the first two, probably make a tidy profit when the smoke cleared. You buy that thing and I'll leave you, she vowed. Well, I'm sure many a marriage has cracked up on the rocks over a banjo, but usually they bust up over playing them. Leave them in the closet, you have a 50-50 chance of making the next anniversary. Buy three and play them, all badly and often. Trust me, music doesn't always soothe the savage breast.